He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, No. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, I didn't have a guest this morning, so it's going to be open lines, and we'll welcome your calls here at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, and you give us a call, we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I thought maybe we'd just talk a little bit about this massive propaganda campaign that they've launched now to actually try to force Congress into going along with not having the sequestered threats. Now, basically, you have to have a balanced budget. You have to have a balanced budget. I have to have a balanced budget. And the government has to have a balanced budget. And certainly we are spending now over $1 trillion a year more than we're taking in. That's in other words, we're increasing the federal debt $1 trillion every single year. Obama increased the debt about $5 trillion in 4 years. $5 trillion in 4 years. George Bush increased the debt $5 trillion in 8 years. Obama did it in 4 years. And this is designed to destroy America. You see, Barack Obama is not an American. He is a Muslim. He's not an American. Basically, he has a phony draft card. He has a phony Social Security number. He doesn't have a birth certificate. And if you go to my webpage, radioliberty.com, and go to the section on other videos on the web, and scroll down almost at the bottom there, you'll see an interview with Barack Obama, and he is actually, he's running for election in 2008, and he's saying, well, I'm so glad that Senator McCain has not challenged my, or brought up the subject of my Muslim faith. And immediately the fellow who was interviewing him says, oh, you mean your Christian faith? And Obama hesitates for a moment and says, oh, yes, my Christian faith. Now, why in heaven's name would Barack Obama certainly think that McCain would challenge his Christian faith? No, it was his Muslim faith, and he just simply said it without thinking of the implications. But, of course, you know, the idea that we would elect a Muslim president of the United States, it just is way, way, way out. But, unfortunately, this is true. I mean, certainly Obama, as the president of the United States, would not bow to anyone. I mean, it is not his function to bow down 90 degrees before the king of Saudi Arabia, who more or less is the titular head of the world Muslim faith. And yet, of course, you go through the videos we have there on our webpage, you'll see him bowing down 90 degrees. Now, when this was brought up, why, of course, government spokesman said, Barack Obama did not bow before the king of Saudi Arabia. What a terrible thing to say. Barack Obama wouldn't do that. And yet you can look at the pictures there, their videos. I believe that they're real and accurate, shot at the time. And here's Barack Obama bending 90 degrees at the waist, showing his subservience to the head of the Muslim faith. And unfortunately, there's a great deal to suggest that a man now who is being suggested for director of the CIA, John Glennon, is a Muslim. And you can go up on the internet and simply type that in. John Glennon's Muslim faith. John Glennon, Muslim faith. Do that on Google and you'll see a number of articles that are attributed to a gentleman who actually was formerly with the FBI, is certainly very reliable, very well thought of. And he has made this statement on publicly and on radio and television. So when he was in Saudi Arabia many years ago with John Brennan, John Brennan converted to the Muslim faith at that time. Well, see, this wouldn't be very popular with the American people to understand what's really going on. And there is a conscious effort to destroy this country and to bring in people whose loyalty is not to America. But remember, of course, that Barack Obama was simply selected by what I call the invisible government. We have a small group of men, and of course, and the members of the Trilateral Commission, and they work, of course, they are certainly the group above the Council on Foreign Relations. When Gary Allen, who is a friend of mine, outed the Council on Foreign Relations as America's invisible government, in his 1972 book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, David Rockefeller, the following year, created the Trilateral Commission, which really runs America now. Of course, they put up the money to get Barack Obama elected. And when Barack Obama became elected, 11 of his original close people who surrounded him, his Secretary of the Treasury, his Ambassador to the United Nations, four people on the State Department, his National Security Advisor, there were 11 people, and you can go back in my newsletters, we list them all, who came from the less than 80 members of the Trilateral Commission. How could that have happened? By accident? Of course, it didn't happen by accident. Barack Obama is simply there as a front for the group that really runs America. And I think they picked him so we would certainly tend to focus our attention on Barack Obama's Muslim faith, rather than the fact that there's a small group of people behind the scenes whose logo is made up of three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. And if you doubt that, go to trilateral.org on the Internet. Trilateral.org. Trilateral.org. And look at their logo. Look very closely, and you'll understand that America has already been taken over. And by a group that is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world fascist system in preparation for the coming of the Antichrist. That is what this is really all about. And the fact that nobody is telling the American people simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, our number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. It's open lines. We'd be glad to talk to about whatever you'd like to talk about. But right now, there's an organized effort to convince us that if the Republicans will not, of course, give up these so-called sequestered tax cuts that are supposed to start on Friday this week, well, the world is going to stop. I mean, basically, they're going to have to cut off feeding the poor. And people are going to begin starving to death because they're not going to get free meals from the government. Planes are not going to be able to fly. They're going to have to take the people out of the air towers at the major airports. And our planes, you know, people are going to be up in those planes. They're not going to be able to land. They're not going to be able to take the planes off. There'll be nobody in the towers. Basically, we're going to have to cut back dramatically on the number of people in the Pentagon. Ladies and gentlemen, they're talking about less than 3% of the increase in studies. Give us a call.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, and we were just talking about what this so-called sequestered tax cut really is. And remember, this is open lines, and we really need your calls because I don't have a guest this morning. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But how much is this sequestered cut? Well, it's $86 billion. We're ordinarily spending about $3.6 trillion. That's the amount that we'd be spending. So we're talking really about less than 3% of the federal spending. And yet we're told that people are going to start starving, that we're not going to be able to have commercial planes flying because they're going to have to take people out of the towers. Certainly the Pentagon's going to have massive tax cuts, which will, of course, influence our military readiness. We're going to have to cut back dramatically on the military. We're going to have to discharge, tens of thousands of people from the military who will then lose everything, their pensions, because we can't afford this. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about less than 3% of spending. That's all. And, of course, basically, the Republicans had given $600 billion increase in taxes in return for the $86 billion in tax cuts, and now Obama doesn't want to cut the taxes. Why is this? Well, they want to destroy our economy. They know exactly what they're doing. You destroy a nation by simply running up massive debts, and then you raise the interest rates, and, of course, all the money has to go for the interest rates because of the massive debts that you have to pay. You borrow the money, you have to pay the interest on that money. And that's how you destroy a nation. And the people who control Barack Obama certainly want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation and impose a dictatorship. That's why they want to collect the guns now, because they realize, of course, when the people understand that a group of subversives, a subversive group, controls our nation. And believe me, the people in these organizations are subversive. They certainly do not believe in our Constitution. They want a ruling elite. They have a ruling elite that is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. That's why we're sending our troops into 35 nations in Africa. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, why are we sending troops into 35 nations in Africa? Oh, they tell us we want democracy. We want freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, we're supporting dictators throughout the world. Why are we supporting the dictator in Saudi Arabia? Has anybody ever asked that? Why are we, have we done everything we could to build up the economy of communist China? In fact, recent articles show we've been transferring technology to them for years, but they can't let the general people know that we brought the communists to power in China. We've kept the communists in power in China. That it was American corporations and loans from the East Asian Development Bank and from the various government lending agencies that built the oil wells and drilled the oil wells and the natural gas wells in Russia and made them the largest exporter of oil and natural gas in the entire world. And you can check these things out on the Internet and find them telling you the truth, but you're never going to see this mentioned in the general media. Our number is 877-254-7524, and we have a caller. Hi, who's calling in?
Hi. Thanks so much, Dr. Stan. I'm Vicki from Fort Collins. And what I'm calling about is I hope that people who are listening, and there are so many that you have, call our U.S. senators. Isn't it the Senate that's going to be voting on this soon, or is it the House?
I thought both of them are, but go ahead.
Okay. But we need to take action, and we need to tell them the very specific facts that you said, that they've already increased spending $600 billion for this year's budget, and that they're only cutting by under $90 billion. So stick to the cuts, because this is a huge increase in spending. It isn't a cut, and it's all propaganda. So at least stand up for the cuts that are in there and get more. So it's easy to find your senator in your house, the U.S. The representative. So just do it, you know, call at least 10 people, you know, call offices and say you want a reply from your, you know, that representative. You don't want to just be ignored.
And send them an email and send them a fax and give them a call and get others to do it. And let them know that you're going to remember come November, you know, when they're up for election, how they vote on this. And basically, we need to keep pressure on our elected officials as far as their effort to disarm the American people and violate the Second Amendment, but it's all a prelude to dictatorship. But they don't want the American people to know. And I share your concerns. And
yes, if they can
really
do it like three times, like for 30 days. If they could do it for 30 days, I don't know how often people will do it, but send the same one message every day or every other day for a week or two, you know? So it's not sending it once.
We're supposed to have representative government. We don't. They rig the elections. That's why they have electronic voting machines. We were not going to have legitimate elections until we get back to paper ballots counted by hand and posted at the voting site. And the last thing they want is free elections. Everything is perception. As long as they can say, well, it's democracy, you know, the people voted that way. You don't know how the people voted. They rigged the last elections. They've been rigging elections ever since 2000 when they brought in the electronic voting machines because of the hanging tabs. And they kept going over that over and over again to justify the electronic voting machines, so we will never again have a legitimate election in America. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, no, thanks a lot. I appreciate all the things you cover, and you do such a good job. A lot of people don't call in because they don't feel like they can cover it as well, you know, mention things as well as you do. So, I don't know.
Well, God bless. Okay. But I do need calls because I'm sort of running out of things to talk about. I didn't have anything prepared this morning. I'm going to be speaking in Southern California, and I've been sort of planning on that. I'm going to be speaking on Sunday at the Health Freedom Conference there. But anyway, God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
Thanks. What city are you going to be in Southern California?
I'm going to be in Long Beach at the Long Beach Convention Center.
I see.
And Sydney, probably people from Colorado won't be going, but I'm hoping there will be people from Southern California.
And we know friends.
To meet them. I'm going to have a booth for 3 days. And I just hope I hold up. I'm getting a little old, but I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, tell us about it, because we've got friends and family members who live in that area, too.
Well, basically, it's the Long Beach Convention Center, and it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend, and I'm going to be speaking Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, and Sunday I'm going to be giving my talk on Agenda 21, but since it has to do with health, I'm going to put it in the text of why is the incidence of cancer increasing so much? Why do we see so much more cancer in first world nations and in third world nations? Certainly, cancer of the breast in women is quite rare in third world nations, but very, very common. Here in the United States, one in every three women is going to get a cancer, and a lot of those are breast cancers. And And incidentally, they're much higher in lesbians than they are in non-lesbians, but they never let the lesbians understand that their lifestyle is going to predispose them to breast cancer.
Full service bankruptcy. Is there something you need to tell me, Jeff?
No, these ads just started showing up.
Actually, Google goes through every single word of your Gmail and uses that information to sell ads.
Google uses my personal email to sell ads, so I get scroogled. Why do you think we're having financial troubles?
Hey, Jeff, I've been to that new pie place so many times. We might have to take out a second mortgage. That's all it takes to get scroogled.
They just don't want the public
you
to know
need email that respects your privacy.
So hopefully it'll be an interesting
Don't get scroogled. Try Outlook.com.
It's about a four-hour talk, and they're going to give me 45 minutes, but at least hopefully we'll have a fairly good audience. There's probably going to be 5,000 people there, although there are four different people speaking at the same time, so I won't probably have that large an audience. But I certainly enjoy getting the information out. We'll have a booth there, and hopefully we'll have lots of people stopping by the booth.
And what's the website that they can find out and register for this conference? That they
Welcome, everyone. I'm Garfield Green, student president for Arizona State University's chapter, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. On behalf of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, it's my great pleasure to welcome everyone here to Neeb Hall on the campus of ASU in Tempe, Arizona, this Thursday evening, March 30th, 1995, for this special event. A debate on the question, is Jesus the Jewish Messiah? Between two international spokesmen and scholars, Dr. Michael Brown and Dr. Emmanuel Choquet. Without any further delay, I would like to introduce the spokesman, the announcer for this evening's event, Mr. Scott Hinkle.
Why, first, cans are lined with a plastic called bisphenol. They've known for 40 years it produces unusual levels of estrogen in both.
Good evening and shalom.
One reason why men are so effeminate and not
Tonight's debate will focus on the two related questions. Is Jesus the Jewish Messiah? And can a Jew believe in the New Testament and still remain true to historic Judaism? Arguing the affirmative position will be Dr. Michael L. Brown. Dr. Brown, a Jewish follower of Jesus from Gaithers.
GMO foods fit into this category. Are the soy products are carcinogenic. The recombinant bovine growth hormone that they give to the milk, they give to cows, actually increases the milk, but it also has carcinogenic properties. So the fluoride that they put in our drinking water predisposes people to cancer. The mercury that they put in vaccines, the mercury that they put into fluorescent light bulbs. If you are in an office with fluorescent light bulbs, your incidence of cancer rises considerably. I know that three of the women who worked for me in my office, I never even thought of this until after I quit practice, but three of them died of cancer. Fluorescent light bulbs predispose you to cancer because they're filled with mercury. And don't ask me why, but statistically there's no question about this. And then, of course, they put the mercury into our vaccines, and we're exposed to mercury from that. They put mercury in our dental fillings. They know that the mercury leaches out of the dental fillings.
We have to boost our social media visibility, more likes, more tweets. So beginning today, my
now every dog wants to be able to be our new
mercury filling, and it's certainly we are exposed to toxins.
Is Jesus the Messiah?
In fact, in China today, there are villages where the tremendous increase of cancer because they have all sorts of pollution. China is have all sorts of pollution in their villages, and it's the toxins that damage our cells that predispose them to cancer. That's the answer to your question.
But they know what
they're doing. It's part of population control.
Thank you very, very much. Bye.
As incredible as it may seem, this is the reality, and they know what they're doing.
Now every dog wants to be a Caesar dog.
Basically, are allowing the aspartame and the MSG into the food chain, and they're putting it in well over 10,000 products. And unless you read the labels and understand what they're doing, why most people have no idea we're being systematically poisoned.
And can you mention the spraying in the skies? I know that the geoengineeringwatch.org site, the person you had on, gave us so much information. I wish
Rosalind Peterson. That's Rosalind Peterson. And her, I can't really recall, Toxic Skies is one of her websites, Toxic Skies. But simply go to your website, your search engine, and type in Rosalind Peterson. And she has one website with 40,000 references, government reports, scientific reports on the spraying that's going on. And they are spraying aluminum. They're using this to alter our weather. Theoretically, of course, this is to help us. Theoretically, it's going to create, it's going to reflect the sun's rays, so we won't have a global warming. Actually, it increases global warming because the sun rays get through, but they can't bounce back away from the Earth. So they're trying to increase global warming to justify ever more control over our lives. Certainly, we're out of time. Anyway, our telephone number is 877-254-754. 877-254-754. Give us a question. They're poisoning us, ladies and gentlemen. They know exactly what they're doing.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
At Ram, we only build trucks. That's why there's only one true truck month. So it's no surprise that the new Ram 1500 has been named the 2013 Motor Trend Truck of the Year and the 2013 North American Truck of the Year. It features an available Torque Flight 8-speed transmission that achieves best-in-class 25 mpg highway and a 100,000-mile 5-year powertrain warranty. Come see the new Ram 1500 at the only true truck month, Ram. Trade in your vehicle and get $7,700 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 equipped with a Hemi V8 engine. Standard pickup class, EPA estimated V6 4x2. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include $4,500 total cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Trade-in vehicle must be registered to qualified buyer for at least 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 3-4. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group LLC.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Dan, and it's, of course, open lines this morning, and if you're out there, give us a call, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, and suddenly our caller, last caller, she's not here, I don't believe, is she? No. Well, so that's why you've got to call in at 877-254-7524, but She'd asked about aerial spraying. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's going on. How do we know? Well, basically because Roslyn Peterson has collected over 40,000 government and scientific reports about it, and they openly admit among themselves. Now, they don't want you common people to know, and so everything is done to suppress the information. This is done in a number of ways. First of all, many times when they put the rockets up and putting satellites and other things, of course, they'll have special canisters that they will, as the rocket goes up, they will spew out massive amounts of aluminum into the atmosphere. And it'll be aluminum bromide or aluminum and barium combination or various other substances. But, of course, it's creating a canopy over the Earth. The whole idea is create that canopy, and then the sun rays can't get in. And that's how we're going to prevent global warming, whereas the truth of the matter is it does exactly the opposite. It's not doing a very good job these days because, of course, we're having a terribly cold weather. But here is how they're able actually to modify the weather, and they can actually create storms, they can create hurricanes, or they can create areas of massive drought, and that's what they did in the central part of the United States this last year and other large parts of the world to cut back on food production, because the basic philosophy is there are too many people in the world, and they might as well die of one thing or another. In fact, if you doubt that, you need to get our 4-CD set on the New Order of the Barbarians and interviews with Dr. Dunnigan, who back in 1969 heard Dr. Richard Day, who was a member of the elite group that runs the world. And Dr. Richard Day was the medical director, or had been medical director, of Planned Parenthood. And he simply said, you know, ordinarily I wouldn't tell you what I'm telling you. He's speaking to a group of doctors, but it's too late to change things now, and so I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. But turn off your recorders, don't take notes, and I'll tell you. And one of the things he told them, there are too many people in the world, and they're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. And it is the most amazing 4-CD set that we really have. And, of course, basically he talked about how they were going to build up the Japanese economy, shift automobile production from the United States to Japan. Now they were going to create new and terrible diseases so that they could eliminate the population, large segments of the population of the world. And then he talked certainly about the general ideas of bringing in sex education. And that was going to be to get, we wanted to get reproduction without sex and sex without reproduction. And we wanted to focus the attention of our children on sex to change their outlook on the world. And all the things he talked about in 1969 have come to pass today, and how they were going to begin to try to build up the economy of the rest of the world as they lowered the economy of the United States. It was all planned out in 69. It's all come to pass. You can either get the 4-CD set or you can get the transcript of it. It's the only thing we actually have a transcript of. But it is so vitally important that you understand that nothing is happening by accident today. It's all planned, including, I believe, the coming great war in the Middle East. But be that as it may, we were talking about aerial spraying. And basically they spray certainly through rockets. They actually have planes. They're run by the CIA. I think they call them Evergreen. That may not be exactly the right name of the company, but they have a CIA airline. And many of those planes are used for spraying. And then, of course, if you go up and onto your internet site and type in aluminum in jet fuel, you'll find out that there's aluminum particles in jet fuel. And this is another means by which it's getting into the atmosphere. And so aluminum is very toxic. Aluminum certainly decreases reproduction, in other words, fertility. Aluminum actually increases the incidence of cancer and influences the metabolism of your cells. And we are constantly being exposed to aluminum through the air, through the water we drink, through the things that we eat. In fact, they have found, and they did, there was some group, environmental group, that spent 5 years going to all the major oceans and biopsying whales. Now, why they'd want to do that, I don't know, but that's what they were doing. And they would see a whale, and they would shoot him with some sort of a little dart with a string on it. They would be able to get down in the blubber, get a sample of blubber from the whales, and then analyze them. And they wanted to see what the chemical structure was in the fat, if it altered. But the levels of aluminum were so high, they had to get rid of the aluminum. There was a 2,000% increase in the aluminum in the blubber of the whales. 2,000% increase in the aluminum in the blubber of the whales. And, of course, Rosalind Peterson brings that out in her talk that she gave for us a year from last October. If you haven't actually seen that talk, let me recommend it to you. It's called Geoengineering, and you can order the DVD by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you can actually get the four-tape set or four-CD set that goes along with that. And it's vitally important that you have the information on geoengineering. They know what they're doing. But it's all top secret. When you go to work for the government, why you sign all sorts of non-disclosure agreements, saying you acknowledge that you'll be sent to prison if you ever reveal anything. In fact, I was talking to my son who was in the Navy, and he said, he was simply working in electronics in the Navy, and yet he had to sign all of these non-disclosure agreements. If you're in the military, if you work for the government, you must promise you will never let the public know. Why do they have them sign all of these non-disclosure agreements? Because they don't want the public to know what's really going on. Everything, of course, is compartmentalized, so one person in the military doesn't know what another person is doing. And this is the same thing in the various structures of government and the Pentagon and various government departments. But if you put them all together, you will find out that they're poisoning us. They're spraying the atmosphere to poison the American people. It's all done in the name of preventing global warming. It's actually promoting any global warming we have is because of that. But now they've found out they can alter the weather. And by using the HAARP program, we have a 4CD program on HAARP. We have a book on HAARP, and that book was written by our friend Jerry Smith, who also wrote the book on weather modification. We carry both books. Unfortunately, Jerry died at a very young age, as happens so often to people who write and reveal what's going on, whether that is coincidental or not, I really never know. But certainly we do know some people that they've actually killed. Others, of course, maybe they've just died at a very young age for no reason at all. My number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
CINTAS, the uniformed people in Greeley, is saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a better place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message from CINTAS, the uniformed people in Greeley. They can be reached at 970-352-2233. On the air because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. 970-352-2233. CINTAS, the uniformed people.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or case of water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan here at American Freedom Network, and it's open line. Give us a call, 877-254-7524. Go right ahead. Who do we have calling in?
Hello, my name is Don. I'm calling from Wheat Ridge, Colorado.
Hi, Don. Good to have you with us. You have a question or comment?
Well, I got three different things I was going to mention. Number one, I think maybe my very favorite guest you have on is Billy Crone. I absolutely love that man.
Billy, and I've got to give him a call and get him on again.
Yes. The other thing I was going to say is, I remember you used to be on a program out here in Denver years ago, and I wonder why you've never had him on. His name is John Leffler.
Well, John certainly is a personal friend, but he does his own radio program.
Oh, okay.
And then he actually does radio programs for Don McElveny, and mm-hmm. he does a program for another gentleman, a financial radio program, and John is so busy that it's just hard to get him. And, basically, out of respect for the fact that he's working so hard. Now, John basically he was on in Denver. He had his own program there.
Yes,
they
I
made
know.
His life so miserable because what he was thinking, he wanted to talk about important things, and they didn't want him talking about important things. So
yep,
he went off on his own, and I guess that was maybe 15 years ago, and he's been doing. He initially it was very, very difficult. He just had his own radio program and the income he had from that. But fortunately, he has other people now that he does work for. And so he's able at least to live and live comfortably with his wife and family up in Idaho. He's so busy, I have a hard time getting him. But I love John. He's a close personal friend. We talk from time to time. And I share your concern. He's one of my favorite Yes, in fact, we have a little radio program here, a station in Santa Cruz where I live, and I broadcast his program every Wednesday evening.
Well, good. Hey, the other thing I was going to bring up, the third point, is, and I don't know how many people really care about this, but one of the things I've done is I've struggled with my weight a lot in my adult life. I started reading a number of these books that are out there written by medical doctors on getting wheat out of your diet, not only to prevent celiac disease, but, and I went on one of these, if you want to call it a diet, just for simplicity's sake, fine, but maybe it's a lifestyle change, and I went on one of these things where I've cut out a lot of carbs, and I don't mean junk sugar, I mean even quote-unquote great quality wheat bread, and not only am I saving money, but it was one of the only few things I've ever been able to do to get the weight off. And I just found that so interesting. And I read this one book called Life Without Bread. It was written by a German medical doctor who discovered back in the early 1900s about what we even call in this country good carbs. There really aren't. And one of the things I did was, and I actually went to school and got my degree in dietetics. And it amazes me how many of the things that they told me when I was studying dietetics is a flat-out lie. And I just made some modifications. And the other thing that's part of that is I would say this, that my food bill overall in the last 3-4 years, whatever you want to look, time zone or time area you want to look at, my food bill really hasn't even gone up. I thought I'd bring that up and listen to your comment.
I think that you're absolutely right. Basically, they're so vitally important that we eat and eat properly. In fact, I'm going to be doing some programs with a gentleman, a PhD, who's certainly back in Illinois. And basically, so many of our psychiatric problems and mental problems related to our diet. Diet is so vitally important. And all these ready-prepared foods we're buying are just not good for us. I agree with you.
Yep. Anyway, I'll listen later. Thank you. Goodbye.
God bless. And I think we have another caller, so
God
let's try to
too.
Get
Goodbye.
Him in before the time is up. Who's calling in?
Well, hi, Dr. Stan. This is Steve calling from Greeley. I heard on the news this morning that this is the 20th anniversary of the first World Trade Center bombing back in 93, and they're making kind of a big deal out of this, of course, and blaming terrorists. And I know you're probably aware of the fact that this was an FBI sting operation. The real truth of that bombing has never been really known to the American public, and today is the 20th anniversary of that.
I think you're absolutely right, and I was just thinking of that when I heard the mention of it this morning, and basically they knew what was going on. Their people were working right there. Everything is being done, of course, to convince us there's a threat of Islamic terrorism. And there are a few radicals and crazy people out there, but they're very few. And if it weren't that they were being financed and aided by our own government, but after all, we can't have a war on terrorism unless we have terrorists, can we? And there's no question that the Twin Towers came down. That was a controlled demolition. And Jimmy Walter, who was the multimillionaire living in New York at the time, and certainly he had trained in engineering, ran full-page ads in the New York Times pointing out that this was controlled demolition. And what was his reward? Well, the government went out to terrorize him, and they put him under constant attacks. You know, he would get these threatening calls all the time. They destroyed his car, broke the windows, put a big boulder on the top of the car. He reported the FBI. The FBI would not take the report. He would get no help at all from the local police. He eventually moved to Austria, and you can actually hear an interview with him. It was in September 11th of 2011, 10 years after the bombing, and as he said, they've even tracked him over there. They recently, on his desk there in his apartment in Austria, they found a burned copy of a 9/11 bill that is somebody had put out trying to point out that this was a terrorist act. And here this burn there sitting on the top of his desk, letting him know that even in Austria they're still watching him. Why would they do that unless they're covering up the truth? They can't let the American people know they killed those 3,000 Americans. And then they gave them, all the families each, $1 million to be quiet and not to bring up lawsuits. They killed the 3,000 Americans that day, so they could justify the going to war with Afghanistan and then with Iraq. And the average American cannot believe anything would be that evil, but unfortunately it's true. Anything else?
Well, that's just right on spot on the story today. Of course, 20 years after the first bombing in the World Trade Center, which was set up. The FBI was trying to organize a sting, and of course this is a lot like what we've heard before, isn't it?
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Well, Doc, and back here at the American Freedom Network, and if you want to know what really happened on September 11th, we have 2 4 tape sets on 9/11. We have another, I think it's a 4-CD set. Why did the buildings come down? Where I actually interview Sydney as one of the fellows who was actually at the CENTCOM headquarters in Florida on the morning of the September 11th, 2001 attack. And, of course, they knew the attack was going on, and, of course, nothing was done to stop it. And then there's an interview in that 4-CD set with a man who was in charge of cleaning up the debris there, and he arrived the day at this building number 7. And as he said, 99% sure it was a controlled demolition. Building 7 was a controlled demolition. We killed all the people that morning, ladies and gentlemen. They killed them all, as they would kill those 3,000 people. Do you think they would hesitate to kill off the vast majority of the people in this world? They sent our boys to Vietnam to fight in a no-win war. We could have won the war in 6 weeks by simply invading North Vietnam. I was told that personally by Ambassador William H. Sullivan. William H. Sullivan, the ambassador to Laos, and I interviewed him. And one of my great regrets is we never got it on film. But a four-star Marine General, Lew Walt, told me the same thing. We could have won the war in 6 weeks. So why did we fight a 10-win war and kill 58,000 American boys and injure hundreds of thousands of them? A great diversion so we could bring in the Great Society programs. And if you doubt that was the agenda, read the article January 1967, Foreign Affairs Magazine, written by McGeorge Mundy, a member of the Trilateral Commission, member of the Skull and Bones Luciferian Society, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, head of the National Security Council, and of course he will tell you it was all a great diversion. Vietnam was a great diversion so we could bring in these wonderful new departures in health and education and welfare that are bankrupting America today. Well, certainly, if you're out there in the listening audience, you're positioned to help my ministry and maintain the 50 radio stations that carry some of our programming every single week, 50 radio stations or other outlets. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 because we have to raise the funds to do that. It's a very expensive proposition. And this, but if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you're not in a position to help us financially, why don't we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, to pray for our provision and protection, because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you're in a position to get a case of the books, we'll be closing the offer in about 2 weeks. And then, of course, we're not going to be reprinting it. You'll have to pay the full price, but you can get 64 copies for $240 each. And, of course, hopefully give them away between 50 and 100,000 copies of the book out. And it really, I was just rereading it the other day. It has a lot of great things in it that will help you to understand what's really going on today. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, where you can go and watch our DVDs and read our newsletters, but listen to our radio programs. You can listen on the archive programs 24 hours a day, 40 programs, 24 hours a day. Pray for Radio Liberty.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him.